it ain't Roy Rogers, the famous singing cowboy. Ain't seen you in here for a while, Roy. What you been doing?
Oh, just the usual, Miss Kitty. Moseying around, saving folks from outlaws, rounding up cattle rustlers, strumming my guitar and singing.
Roy, you gotta come quick.
Why, what's the trouble, Sam?
There's a bunch of varmints outside shooting up the town.
Okay, Sam.
You gotta hurry, Roy. They're gonna shoot tigers.
I'm coming, Sam.
And they've got Dale, and they've tied her to a post, and they say they're gonna...
Yeah, I'm coming,
Wait
Sam.
Wait a minute, Roy. Before you go out there...
Yes, Sam?
How about a song for me and the boys?
Oh, sure, Sam. How about I'm heading down the dusty trail?
Oh, that's
and heard that for a while.
Energy 103, 16 to 10. Just look. Looking at the silly vision programs for tonight. I don't know if you ever watched that, the great trailer show and the show, the movie trailers.
Philip Jenkinson, great, great.
Bob says that it's the combination of these two titles that really crack me up. The attack of the 50-foot woman and the incredible shrinking man.
You'd shrink as well if you were attacked by a 50-foot woman.
Well, it depends how many times I was attacked. I'm not able for it. Stop it, I like it. 16 to 10. Now look. Energy 103. Time is 28 minutes past 8 now.
Now, as sun readers, readers of the brightest and biggest daily newspaper in Britain, they say, as they'll be aware, Uri Geller arose in a helicopter last Thursday and beamed his psychic power all over Britain.
Exclusively for the sun.
Yes.
Now, allegedly, spoons bent, watches started, old sewing machines stitched again.
But only for sun readers, of course.
Oh, but of course.
Yes, I mean, nobody else knew about it.
Now, we don't know of any Irish readers with bent spoons on Friday.
No.
But he wasn't really beaming that far, you see.
Yeah.
So we may have missed out.
However, on Friday, we had a telephone call from a gentleman who said he could do anything that Uri Geller could, and he offered to demonstrate it on the Breakfast Club.
That's right.
Yeah. The only thing is, he said he'd have to charge a fee, as he said he was in great demand and had to limit his appearances. Now Pat was a bit dubious.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
To tell the truth. Especially when he asked us to leave the money in an envelope addressed to Uri in the pub across the road. I mean, 20 quid.
Come on, Pat. Half of it is mine.
You know me. Money.
Well, I know, but I mean, that's only 10. It's my... Besides, anyway, he explained that by saying that it would upset his psychic vibes to meet us before today. I said, you don't understand these things.
It better be worth it. Has he arrived yet?
Yeah, he's downstairs. He's tuning himself up. Tuning himself up. You get the vibes, you know, in line.
All right. Well, we'll wheel him in after 8:30 some stage, right?
Okay.
And we'll try this one out. Can we turn that damn music off? I hate it. It's 8:30. This is Energy, Power 103 FM. Tells more. Energy 103 is 13 to 9.
Right, well, our psychic spoonbender is with us now. Perhaps I should describe him to the listeners. He's a small but compact figure with wild, staring eyes and a luxuriant mustache and flowing beard. It certainly looks the part. You can almost feel the psychic energy emanating from him. Well, welcome to the Breakfast Club, Mr.
Gallagher. Uri Gallagher.
Sorry, was it Uri Gallagher?
That's right, Jeff.
Hmm. Oh, well, what are you going to do for us? You're going to bend spoons or fix things?
Fix things, yeah, that's right. Well, tell us, like, have you got anything around here now that hasn't worked, you know, in a long time?
How about the sales department?
Yeah, the sales department works great.
Very droll. No, like, maybe a watch or something?
Yeah, well, I have a watch.
Yeah, well, give it here. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right, but I don't really see the point because this watch actually works.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait.
Not now, it doesn't.
Oh, hey, it's in bits. It's in bits, but it
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I paid $2.99 for that watch.
$2.99?
Yes.
Janie, I wish you told me that first.
Oh, dear.
See, you can't expect miracles with a cheap watch like that.
Hey, that's
all right.
Do something about this.
Never mind the watch, for heaven's sake. It's only a cheap watch. Well, all right, look, what can you do?
Well, what I had in mind, like, was a demonstration of my amazing power to transmit messages into other people's minds.
Oh, well, that would be impressive. Yeah. How are you going to do it?
Well, you know, what I'll do is I'll constipate my power.
Sorry, what?
I'll concentrate my power somewhere, like, in Dublin. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, he's concentrating now.
All right, so?
What now? Well, you're going to get a phone call. Yeah, you see, I beamed a message into the heart of Dublin. Oh, Collins Street. Yeah. And I asked people to ring up and say hello.
Yeah, really?
Pat, there's a phone call for you.
Yeah, no, not now, Lisa. We're busy.
No, wait a minute, Pat. Hold on. Who is it, Lisa?
I don't know. Some girl in a phone box in O'Connell Street.
O'Connell Street? Pat, O'Connell.
Okay. Put her through, Lisa. Take it. Good morning. Energy 103 Breakfast Club. Pat speaking. What can I do? Hello.
Harriet, is that Energy 103?
Yes, that's right. It's Pat speaking. What can I do for you?
Well, nothing really. I was on the bus and I just had this irresistible urge to ring us up and say, Harriet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, maybe we're onto something. Is that the only reason you called?
Yeah, that's all. It just came into me mind to ring us up.
Well, thanks very much. It's great.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh, could you do us a favour?
Yeah, a favour. What sort of favour?
Would you ever tell Nick, sir, that I'll see him at the pub after work and he can give me the fiver then?
Yeah, sure. Wait a second. Huh? Tell Nick, sir. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Nick, sir.
Oh, yeah, Nick, sir.
Okay, you have to go. See us.
Yeah.
Listen, now, I have to run too. This is scheduled, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure now you'll agree that was very impressive and worth every penny.
Just a minute. Now, come here.
Now, hold on. What? Me beard. Leave me beard. No.
Good morning, Nick, sir.
Look, I can explain everything.
Give us back that $20 and give it back now.
Come on now, Rob. Turn you upside down, you little twist.
Honestly, fellas, it was just a practical joke.
He wants it.
Hold on.
Energy 103.